USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Days before longtime Republican operative Roger Stone was to report to federal prison, President Trump commuted his sentence. Stone was convicted last fall of lying to Congress and obstruction of justice during the Mueller investigation. He was sentenced to just more than 3 years in prison. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said Stone was a victim of the Russia hoax. She added Stone has already suffered greatly and is now a free man. Seoul, South Korea, mourning the death of that city's mayor, Park Won-soon, presumably by suicide. The New York Times reports the mayor died a day after one of his secretaries went to police and accused him of sexual harassment. He was believed to be a successor to South Korean President Moon Jae-in, whose term ends in 2022. On Wall Street, the Dow finished up 369 points on Friday, the S&P 500 up nearly 33. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.